Schnitt dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilators for Andrew Port on Loretta Rochon, R-O-S-H-O-N. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 8/3/23, Mrs. Rochon performed pre-imposed bronchodilators spirometry, period. Prior to the only issue bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a markedly improved effort, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study data, 10/13/22, there's been improvement in the post-bronchodilator study, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing slight improvement, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jimmy Clemens. This goes to Dr. Angela Thompson on 8/3/23. Mr. Clemens performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study of 4/6/23. There has been no change, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S. This goes to the VA on 8/3/23. Mr. Burgess performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NIH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 11/29/22. There's no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Next, six-minute walk test on same patient, Francis Burgess. This goes to the VA. On 8/3/23, Mr. Burgess performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a urinary saturation was 97%, period. Patient achieved 477 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation remained 97%, period. Of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a six-minute walk test on Robert Gossett, G-O-S-S-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Christos Fawn and to Dr. Timothy Winslow. On 8/3/23, Mr. Gossett performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97%, period. Patient achieved 450 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rena DiMaio, D-I, capital M-A-I-O. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 8/3/23, Mrs. DiMaio performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, period. There was poor effort after the bronchodilators, period. Paragraph impression, normal study. Next, six-minute walk test on same patient, Rena DiMaio. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 8/3/23, Mrs. DiMaio performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 98%, period. The patient achieved 426 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation remains 98%, period. And paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ruby Wolf. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 8/3/23, Mrs. Wolf performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/29/23, there's been deterioration of the pre-bronchodilator study and no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Philip Cagle. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 8/3/23, Mr. Cagle performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was minimal to moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/10/23. There's been no significant change. Perineal paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression period. Thank you.